Hello, watch nerds, and welcome back. This is your host Nico, and today is the day. Elastic Straps Episode 2. I said to a friend of mine last week that I won't make any friends with this episode, but I also wanted to do this, not just for the educational purpose, but for the sake of you and me, the average consumer who looks at all these elastic straps and wonders, why are they so many and why are the prices so wildly different? Aren't they all made in the same place by the same people? And the answer, of course, is no. Let me explain. Or before I explain, I should probably do a necessary disclaimer. None of the tests I conducted for this episode or the information are scientifically proven, and the consistency of those tests will depend on the consistency of the manufacturer quality in the future. So future tests may produce either better or worse results depending on the manufacturer quality in the future. The reason I'm doing this is rather simple. I'm obsessed with durability, quality, and value. And so are you, the consumer. And all of these straps is necessarily cheap. Caro by Salker is €35. Nick Menke is $39 to $45. Frog Squat is $50. Ericus Originals is €80 to €110 here in Finland, sold by Keskis and Kello. And NDC is between £50 and £80. So, for the Elastic Straps episode 2, I took 6 straps through a number of tests to simulate prolonged use and hard wear and tear. Heat, cold, Velcro, sweat, washing, seawater, UV exposure for discoloration. I cut them to pieces, I compared the rubbers, I compared the treads, I compared the weave patterns to see how they are made and how do they manage. And I'm a little bit more convinced and more confident in my findings after this episode, since I put a lot more effort and time to test all the straps even more carefully. And I have confession, the winner of episode 1 is not my favorite straps anymore. By the way, I will refer to Nick Menke straps as Nick straps and Ericus Original straps as Ericus straps to make it a bit shorter and more convenient. And the order of the tests in the podcast is not the order of the tests I conducted, but bear with me. So let's begin with the tests. First was the heat test. I boiled all 6 straps together for 3 minutes, 3 times. Then I washed them in washing machine in 90 degrees 5 times. Then I washed them in 40 degrees 5 times again, this time with the centrifuge program afterwards. I use the same detergents all the time. I also took the straps to the local swimming pool for a hot bath. Mind you, our local swimming pool uses a ton of chlorine, and here are the findings. Nick's Classic and Caro suffered the most damage, with Caro being wrinkled afterwards and Nick's Classic shrinking by almost 2 millimeters of its total length. The Frog Squat managed quite well, but the Velcro became way less sticky afterwards and never really recovered completely afterwards. Nyx Pro and Erica came with least amount of damage, with Erica's shrinking less than a millimeter and Nyx Pro losing tiny bit of color. Again, don't take these straps to your hot bath or your local swimming pool full of chemicals, heat, and who knows what else. They are not meant to be exposed to much heat. The cold test was quite interesting. I froze all 6 straps together in water down to minus 18 degrees in my freezer. I did this 5 times for 24 hours with drying the straps completely in between. Then I took them outdoors completely dry in a dry container down to minus 20 degrees to 25 degrees for 5 days straight. And here are the findings. Ericus lost tiny bit of elasticity and little bit of sheen on the surface of the thread. NDC and Nyx Pro came with no visible damage whatsoever to my observation. Frog Squad came almost unscathed with tiny bit of loss of elasticity, so apparently cold isn't the biggest issue for elastic straps overall to my observation. Then we had the Velcro and the sandpaper test. I stacked and dragged 2 types of commercial Velcro, one rougher, one less, over the straps, 30 times each in 2 different directions. I dragged sandpaper grit size 200, 10 times again in 2 directions, and here are the findings. Velcro did almost nothing to the Caro strap. Erica came second with very little wear and tear in the middle. Frog Squad came third with more wear and visible fibers coming out of the material. Nyx Pro showed little more damage than Frog Squad. And Nick's Classic and NDC suffered the worst from the Velcro test. Remember, Velcro is very, very unforgiving to elastic straps. And of course, your result may vary because Velcro straps have so many different types. But overall, keep your straps away from Velcro. Next was the sweat and the seawater test. I worn all the straps 30 times while sweating for 20 minutes at the time, and I rinsed them with cold water only afterwards. I kept the straps in seawater 5 times for 24 hours, and I found that seawater and sweat are also quite hard on elastic straps, so remember to rinse off your straps after exposure to such elements. Here are the findings. Caro lost elasticity even more, and this time the tread became weaker. Same happened to Nix Pro and Nix Classic, but they didn't lose any elasticity. NDC tread didn't seem to suffer at all, but the rubber became a little bit stiffer and the overall feel of the strap became stiffer and less comfortable to wear. I'm talking tiny margins here, but me being obsessed with this type of straps, I noticed that. Frog Squad lost color, but elasticity didn't suffer at all. And Erika's Original lost a bit of color around the stitching and stiffened tiny bit as well. So it was even less comfortable to wear afterwards. Disclaimer, the seawater is from the Gulf of Botnia between Sweden and Finland. So again, your seawater may produce different results from where you are. Then it was the stain test. I used ketchup, soy sauce, blood, calm down, from meat packaging, chocolate, wine, coffee, olive oil, blueberries, sun cream, hand cream, hair gel, and hairspray. Totally nuts, I know, but guys and girls, I have you both covered. These are things that straps can get in contact on a daily in our life, so why not? Here are the findings. Nix Classics and Frog Squad were the most susceptible to stains, with Nix Classic suffering the most. Soy sauce, olive oil, blueberries, blood, coffee, and hand cream did the most damage. But again, after 4 or 5 washes, most stains were gone except coffee, blood, and hand cream and sun cream. Speaking of washing, next test was the washing test. And being made from the materials they are made, all 6 washed off easy, and only few things were leaving lasting stains, namely coffee, blood, hand cream, and sun cream. What I should probably mention here is the drying times. Nix Classic dries the fastest, followed by Caro, Nix Pro, Erika's, and last comes Frog Squad, probably because of the Velcro attached to it. I have improvement proposal for the Frog Squad to make the strap dry faster, be more comfortable, potentially more durable, and even more stylish. Next came the discoloration test. Erika sadly led the way with the discoloration test, followed by NDC. Both lost very little color, but still they did. And something I have noticed with Erika's and NDC with both straps is that they may lose some color in the beginning of your ownership of the strap, maybe in the first 1 or 2 months, and then they will stop losing color for a very long time. It's a phenomenon I haven't seen with other straps, but that will result in something very aesthetically pleasing that I will explain a little bit later in a later segment. So keep listening. Erika's do tend to keep colors fresh under and around the hardware, if kept in the same place, of course. But stitching color ages slower than the rest, in my observation, and after all this test that I conducted. And I used to associate discoloration with quality degradation, but I learned during this test that discoloration itself should not be a concern, unless it's visually distracting, of course. But when the discoloration comes with other signs of wear and tear and quality control, then it's a problem. Next came the loss of elasticity under stress, not over time, but under stress, because all these current models of these straps have been in my possession for only a few months. And honestly, this has been the hardest test to conduct. What a headache. I stretched them around wooden planks, salad bowls full of cold water, hot water. I stretched them wet. I stretched them dry to maximum. I used 5 kilos of weight. I twisted them. I put very, very heavy load of weight on the top of them when they were folded. And here are the results. Caro lost nearly 3 millimeters of total length after all the stress tests. Nyx Classic, almost 2.5 millimeters, Frog Squat, less than 2 millimeters, NDC, little bit over 1 millimeter, and Ericus Originos, little bit less than 1 millimeter. Yet, all of them lost elasticity without exception, so you should not live with the illusion that these straps will be elastic forever. I feel like here is a good place where I can share my personal views on quality, value, and pricing when it comes to elastic straps. If I pay 20 to 45 euros, I expect my strap to do well up to 18 months. If I pay 50 to 60 euros, I'm happy if my strap serves me well 18 to 24 months. If I pay 80 to 110 euros, I expect my strap to serve me well at least 24 months. And even if I get issues on, let's say, month 28, I'm good with that. Unless the brand has some extreme durability claims, as some do. I also expect that the stitching and the hardware that comes with that strap be fully intact and hopefully reusable for the next strap. I'm talking about the hardware. And here's the trick. I expect all that if I am using that strap as my only strap I own and wear daily. The natural question here will be, will any of these 6 straps serve me that long? And after all the tests conducted, I dare to say that Ericus Originos, Nyx Pro, and NDC will definitely do easy 24 months on my wrist as my only strap, only if they use the jumbo stitching implemented. But now let's go easier. There's still a few more tests. Fit and comfort. Undoubtedly, Nyx Classic is the most comfortable strap I've ever put on my wrist, period. Followed closely by NDC and Nyx's own Pro model. NDC weave pattern makes it really cool on the wrist, which makes it very comfortable to wear for a long period of time. And even if it has less pull, it stays planted on the wrist, even with heavier watches. I can't feel Nyx Classic on my wrist once it's there, but I can feel the NDC. And even if I do, I like the soft but firm feel, especially on watches with flat case backs. NDC and Nyx Classic need no braking, but Nyx Pro and Frog Squat do. Both about a week on a heavy watch and 10 days on a lighter watch if used daily. Ericus needs most braking with about 2 weeks on a heavy watch and about 3 to 4 weeks on a lighter watch depending on the watch. But once broken, Ericus becomes like a glove. None of the other ones have this feel. I personally like it on some of my watches, but to be honest, I like even more the NDC and the Nyx Pro. Those are my 3 favorite in terms of fit and comfort. Next comes the hardware, and all the hardware is good on all these straps. I mean, no complaint from a single hardware fit and finish. Nyx has the least intrusive hardware, if you will, with less sharp edges. Nyx also has the most customization and variety of hardware, if that matters to you. NDC and Ericus hardware are just as good in terms of quality. They're just different designs, so whatever works for you, works for you. One thing I noticed with the Caro straps that the hardware may put some wear and tear on the strap itself on about 1 year mark, but it's so minimal, so I don't think it's a big deal considering the price of the Caro straps. Next, let's talk about the rubber tube inside the elastic straps. Ericus rubber tube seems to be the most durable of all the straps I've tested, and the only one that didn't dry on the surface of the rubber tube itself after all the tests, and the only one that actually doesn't have a smooth, straight rubber tube. It has these grooves on the surface of the rubber tube, and the one with the tightest braiding on the rubber tube itself. I don't know how that translates into elasticity behavior and all that, but it's something I noticed when I took the strap into pieces for testing. Next test was also very interesting because testing tread by itself wouldn't have been enough in my opinion, because there are so many different tread systems with different numbers of treads, with different weave patterns. And what I decided to do is to remove all the rubber braided tubes from the straps and test the straps without it by hanging a lifting weight of 5 kilograms in the bottom. And which one snaps first is the weaker, and so on. So Nyx Classic snapped the first, then Frog Squat was the second one. Caro by Salkari was the third one, then Nyx Pro, NDC and Ericus Originals. In my opinion, again, the tread in Ericus, NDC and Nix Pro are superior. Next one is a difficult one, aesthetics and design. It's hard because what I see is not what you see, what I like is not what you like. And one thing that is worth mentioning here, I actually hinted earlier in the episode about it, is NDC and Ericus Originals. These straps age, and they age gracefully. As I mentioned earlier, they will lose some color in the beginning of your ownership, but they will stop losing color and they will start developing this patina and character that I really like. And the reason I have kept my Ericus Originals, even though I don't like how little elastic they are, is because they become like a glove. They develop this patina and character that not many straps actually are able to do. It's not that the other straps don't age gracefully. They just look more used and older with time. They just don't develop the same type of patina. What is probably also worth mentioning, that Nix Pro looks new the longest. Last S was the stitching, and I would like to mention here that I am really impressed how all these straps manage with all the pulling and the stretching and the lifting weights and all that. Very strong stitching on all the straps. The only one that showed weakness was the Frog Squad because of the Velcro. I know that Velcro itself, the perforated holes introduce friction. So when it's under severe punishment, as in this test, it showed wear, but only on one of the Velcro pieces, the stitching came undone. And here is my suggestion to Frog Squad that will possibly improve comfort, durability, dry faster, and maybe even improve aesthetics. Currently, the Velcro is glued and stitched with single loop stitching, making the glue bond with the Velcro result in a bit of a stiffer strap. If the glue is replaced with a second line of stitching next to the other one, that will introduce aesthetic design element. If you put a different color, it will make the strap more flexible, therefore more comfortable. It will definitely dry faster because the glue is gone. And that's my suggestion. It's just a suggestion. Please don't get offended. I just wanted to share my thoughts. My conclusions. I still like Karo strap. I will still buy Karo strap. I will still recommend Karo strap to friends, to families, to you, the listeners, because the value for money is there. They've been serving me well for so many years, and I have no single issues. But on the other side, the Nix Man K Pro exceeded the quality, and so did NDC and Ericus Originals. Here we're talking about three different straps. Nix Pro will look new the longest. It's also very, very durable. Stays planted on the wrist, works with very heavy watches, and you have so many colors. With the NDC, you have less sizing. So if you have a particular watch with very small lugs, you might not be able to use NDC, but if you do, you have a strap that is extremely durable, ages very beautifully, it develops character. It's part of a special community because, let's be honest, NDC is the original Maria Nacional. You have a pedigree, you have a history, you have a fan club that you become part of that not all the other straps can provide. Then you have the Ericus Originals, that is the most durable in my testing and in my opinion, that will last you the longest. And then with Ericus, you have, again, the character. You have the old friend experience because it forms to the watch. It becomes like a glove. And every time you put it on, you have this feeling that this is your strap, that none of the other straps actually provides you with because the other straps are more flexible. Again, I'll be happy to recommend any of these straps for the toughest of users out there. My daily driver will be the NDC and the Nix Pro, with probably Nix Pro coming above because of the sizes. I have so many watches and I need different sizes, but I'm splitting hairs here. Tell me what you think. If you have any questions, recommendations, if you want to just chat with me or any of these people that are behind these brands, I'm happy to put all the contacts in the podcast notes. And until next time, remember, what's beyond horology is time and people. Respect them both. Goodbye.